Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Now, where were you when this moment happened?
But here's the chance, Amber
Yeah,
Barrett.
Great ball from Denise O'Sullivan to pick out Amber Barrett, and she's in on goal inside the area! Oh, she's done it! What a goal for Ireland! Off the bench, and she has given Ireland the lead at Hampden Park. Superbly picked out by Denise O'Sullivan, and what a calm, cool finish by Amber Barrett. Scotland 0, Ireland 1. From Milford in County Donegal, a county that has had to deal with so much in the last few days, the tragedy in Chrysla, and it's a Donegal woman who has come up trumps for Ireland. What a superb goal.
Scotland 0, Ireland 1, and for the first time ever, the Republic of Ireland women's football team will take their place in the World Cup finals. And the woman who took that through ball, who controlled it with a perfect first touch and who slotted it into the bottom corner, was Donegal's Amber Barrett. Well, I spoke to Amber just a few minutes ago and she talked me through the moments leading up to that goal.
Yeah, I think a few people have said to me, you seemed very, very cool. I don't think in the moment I was very cool. I think I was just looking as when I was running through on goal, I was just like, just put it in the corner. And I think the old school reliable of big toe in it, that's exactly what I did. And thankfully it went in and that's it.
Yeah, it was extraordinary afterwards when I heard Vera talking to Tony O'Donoghue, and she said that you promised her that you would score that goal if and when you got on. Tell me about saying that to her. Like, why did you feel able to make that promise?
I think, to be honest with you, Claire, I think every time I play, especially when I play as a striker, I think there's been a lot of games recently where I've played, you know, a little bit in, you know, maybe defensive positions, but I just always have that little belief in myself that when I play as a striker or play as a forward that I'll get at least one chance to score, and I always believe that I will score, and I think that was the promise. I said, I promise you I'll definitely get a chance, and I think when I got the chance I knew that I just backed myself to score, and I think that's what it comes down to.
And you did. What was it like watching the game on the bench? How did you feel it was all going as you were sitting there looking at it?
To be honest with you, Claire, I think I had about three or four different conversations during the day where it was about 3, 4, 5 hours before kickoff where we could have all went for a nap, and we all wished that when we went for the nap, we woke up and it was finished and it was done. And that was it. End of the game. We'd won our game. Handshakes all around and we were ready to go, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. You know, I think as much as it's, you know, stressful for the girls that are playing, I think it's, you know, in a biased way, it's more stressful being on the bench watching it, because you just can't affect it, and you just have to place all of your trust on the girls. And, you know, again, fortunate we do, and we're very fortunate with the bunch that we have, that they just made it very, very, very easy, stressful in the same light, but they got the job done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're relying on your teammates and they're great, but you're sitting there going, "Let me on, just let me on."
Absolutely, there's so many moments, like I think Megan threw it in the first half, you know, that went straight in, that we're just wondering, like, why did nobody hit it? You know, why did nobody put their head on that? And it's like, you know, it's very easy for us to say when we're sitting there and looking and observing and seeing how everything is going on. But in those moments, it's completely different. And believe me, when I went on in those 25 minutes, I was wondering how the hell did Heather last 65 minutes doing exactly this type of running? Because I was absolutely bollocks doing it. So, sorry, excuse my language.
That's all right. You're entitled to use any language you like.
I mean,
yeah,
but,
I do.
You know, it's not just an individual. It's never, ever an individual moment. It certainly is a team effort.
Listen, I don't know if you've heard, but the travel websites are really busy and everyone's trying to find out how much it's going to cost them and can they get to Australia and New Zealand next year. But for you and your teammates, what does that mean? I mean, have you processed it yet that you're going to the World Cup?
I don't think we have, because I think, you know, the majority of the conversation after the game was, you know, what have we just done? You know, and like, what's just happened? And I think it definitely will, from my own personal point of view, I think it will definitely take a couple of days. And I think from talking to other girls, it will definitely, like, you know, I don't think anybody has actually, like, sat down and processed, you know, what has happened. I suppose it's taken, you know, I have a few friends in Australia that have, you know, texted me and they've said, oh, you know, whatever game you play next year, we'll be there, whether it's in New Zealand or Australia. And I'm just like, you know, this is mental. Like, this is people that were, you know, were in Celbridge and Dunboyne a few weeks ago that are now going to be in Australia for the World Cup next year. And I think until we're there, until we see the crowd that is going to be there, because I know there'll be a good Irish crowd, because unfortunately we have a lot of Irish that have, you know, have moved abroad. But I think with the team regards, we'll be ready to go. And I think with the crowd, I think we'll definitely have a lot of Irish supporters as well.
Yeah, will you talk to me about Vera a little bit? Vera was very emotional after the match, as I'm sure you know and you saw. And, you know, she was saying, we worked really hard, we prepared for everything, but still saying we have a lot of work to do. What is she like as a manager?
Well, you know, I could easily say she's a pain in the arse, but like that's not the way she is, unfortunately. She's a pleasure to work with. She just makes it so easy for us. She's brought this team, this squad together. I think that sense of camaraderie is, you know, that's the main point of view from us. You know, we went through a very difficult period. I think we lost 6, 7, maybe 8 games in a row. We lost them, and I think everybody was like, oh, you know, you get rid of the manager, get rid of the manager. But we just stuck to the process that, you know, she had set out. She believed in, the staff believed in us. You know, the players didn't change. And, like, it wasn't like a complete overhaul of, like, 10, 11 players that was like, okay, you know, 10 players have been losing games, we're going to change it. And she stuck to the players she knew. She stuck to the tactics that she knew, and people just got on board with the idea. And, you know, Vera has brought that in, that she's brought that camaraderie, she's brought that team spirit, she's brought that, you know, the staff are all behind each other, and, you know, she's introduced that. And I think with that, you know, as soon as you have people surrounding you that believe in you, I think anything's possible.
Yeah, not only do you carry the pride of the nation now, but all of those women who went before you and could only have dreamed of getting this far, you've built on the foundations that they have laid, and they're all so proud of you as well, you and your colleagues on the team. What does that mean to you?
Well, to be honest with you, Claire, there was I met a lady tonight prior to my interview with Tony Donoghue with RT, and, you know, she was wearing the cap that she received from 1974, being one of the first females capped at international level in Ireland, and one of the first international games capped at international level in Ireland. And I'm standing looking at it, I'm like, you know, as much as I'm delighted with my achievement, I was like, this achievement would never have happened without you and without the effort that you put in. And there's so many women tonight, and, you know, ladies that were recognised, and maybe some of them were not recognised for what they'd done for Irish women's football. And, you know, this is not just, you know, a reward of Vera Paugh and Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan and Louise Quinn. You know, this is a reward of all the women that have gone before us that have, you know, worked tirelessly to get the results, to get, you know, the recognition that we've, you know, we're lucky to get now. But they, you know, they done, you know, they moved mountains and molehills to get this recognition. And,
yeah, but you have to pick that up and carry it, and that's what you did, you know, and that's a responsibility that you have managed to take and progress to where you are this morning. You know, that is a huge thing, and it's so appreciated, I know, from the players who have spoken since the win last night. Amber, I have to talk to you about what you did afterwards, because everybody was so moved by you reaching straight for the black armband. People know, of course, you're from Donegal, and you were wearing that in tribute to the people who so sadly lost their lives in Crislaw last Friday. You managed to pay a beautiful tribute to those people last night, and I'm sure it was a really difficult week for you in the build-up to that big game.
Yeah, I think, you know, the closer the game got, I think the more difficult it got. Unfortunately, I was with my parents at the time when the news actually came through, and my mum, being a Crislaw woman, both of her parents were Crislaw born and bred, I think. It took us a wee while to process it. You know, the news came through. I think my brother put it into the family group chat, and it was kind of like, oh, you know, oh, Jesus, something's happened. And I don't think we realised at the time the magnitude of it. And my dad, you know, had rang around, and he got the word through that things were a little bit more serious than what we thought. And I think then the names came through of, you know, who we thought was involved. And you know, unfortunately, I knew people involved in the tragedy in many regards. And I think, you know, as I said to my mum, even just today, you know, I said I felt there was like a somberness about me. I was like, I just can't get excited for this game because, you know, obviously what's happened at the weekend is such, you know, it's such a difficult period. And I think, again, I read a few things about, you know, about Donegal and about Chrysler, you know, about, you know, people coming upon the scene and, you know, doing their, you know, digging with their hands to get through to people. And I think that just comes down, again, it just reflected on the team that we have here with Vera. I just know that I have teammates around me that would do absolutely anything to see me be successful. I know I would do anything to see my teammates be successful. And unfortunately, you have to kind of link those things. And yet, it was very difficult. I think when the goal went in, I think there was not a thought in my head. I think people, you know, recognised me for doing, you know, an elaborate celebration every now and again. But in my head, I just couldn't think of anything but, yeah, you know, what was on my left arm. And, you know, it's not going to bring anybody back. But I'm glad it brought some recognition to the tragedy.
Well, look, I think everybody,
I hope people were recognised it in some regard.
I think so, Amber. I think everyone saw that it was a really heartfelt tribute, and in some ways it gave people here, I'm sure, a lift, both to see your success but also to see that you were so mindful of those people who we lost last week.
Yeah, I think so. But like, again, as I say to you, like, you know, we've qualified for a World Cup and it's the best feeling in the world. But again, like, when I think back to the last few days, I'm like, we don't scratch the surface in terms of what's actually important in life. And I think that the last few days have, you know, they've made me realise again what's really, really, really important. And yes, the last, you know, yesterday's result was absolutely brilliant and I'm glad I was part of it, but in terms of importance, you know, family, friends and who you're with and who's beside you is the most important thing.
Well, it certainly is. But Amber, you have done us proud, and your whole team have done us proud, and Vera too. It's just a great celebration today, and it's a week when we really needed something to celebrate. So thank you very much, and best of luck to you. Enjoy the celebrations and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Claire.
She is one impressive woman. Our reporter Evelyn O'Rourke is at the Hilton Dublin Airport. So Evelyn, the atmosphere this morning when the team arrived home, what was it like?
Well, it's just such a buzz here, Claire. I mean, I keep hearing, you know, sports journalists around me going, isn't it magic? Aren't they magic? Over and over again. There's a huge crowd gathering here now, ready to go in and do the big kind of press event. And it's just, the atmosphere is great here. People are so excited. I mean, clearly, as you and Amber spoke there, you know, there's been such a dark cloud for everybody this week, and to have this little peak of sunshine has really cheered people up. And the two women and all their teammates, they just inspire everybody. Even a casual chat with Amber this morning, you know, she just says these wonderful things. And the maturity of this team, people are really rooting for them. They are thrilled, and they're saying, look, 5 years ago we know that there were such difficulties for women in the FAI. Today I'm standing beside actually a carriage rack that is full of all the magic sports bags, huge big heavy sports bags. The gear is here, the whole thing looks so professional, so impressive, and everybody's here is just dying to hear more from the team.
Well, Evelyn, you spoke to Vera Pauw, the manager, about how the team has lifted the spirits of the nation in what, as you say, has been a dark week for many here.
Oh, that is so beautiful to hear. And then Amber Barrett scoring, coming from Donegal, from the same area, and contributing a goal to the community. And that was as if a special force came over her, and she did something that, well, we put her on because we knew that she would bring length and that she might get beyond the defence and that she is a goal scorer. But the way it happened, the way we won the ball back, the way Denise O'Sullivan found her, the way she got that first touch, the way that we had prepared for this one moment, because it was all about one moment, it was as if something came over us. It's so special. I will never forget that.
Vera Pauw there talking to our Evelyn at the Hilton Dublin Airport Hotel, and they're about to do their press conference there on their way to the World Cup next year. It'll be an exciting time. We'll take a break.